Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title real fast?
Sure, Andrew Lee, and I'm the Artistic Executive Director of DC Strings Workshop.
And we're talking DC Strings Workshop, and of course their DC Strings Orchestra, which is going to be putting on a performance here for celebrating Black History Month. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jason.
All right. So before we get to this particular show, big picture it for me in case some of our listeners haven't heard of you guys. How long have you guys been around?
We are entering our fifth season. DC Strings Workshop is an organization that has a mighty mission to bring music to all parts of our city and the region. We celebrated in 2019 our Kennedy Center debut. We're an orchestra of musicians that believes in bringing music to all parts of our city, particularly underserved areas. And we achieved that through our various ensembles, orchestra, and music education programs.
Awesome. Where in the city are you based out of? Well, obviously not in COVID, but in normal times, where do you sort of meet and rehearse and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, in normal times, we had our beginnings actually on Capitol Hill. Several schools and houses of worship opened their doors for us for rehearsals and concerts. So Capitol Hill and Anacostia neighborhoods are where the main areas where we hang out. But since COVID, we've actually had a lot of virtual programming. And believe it or not, we found a way to practice, rehearse, and perform outside safely. So we've had a number of concerts outside in amphitheaters, on the water, in Alexandria, with a mix of music, whether it's classical, jazz. We've even had go-go concerts. So we believe in providing like an eclectic palette of music, if you will, not just like the traditional classical masterworks, but also using the orchestra as a vehicle to have really impactful, important conversations about not only music and the orchestra, which historically has not been the most inclusive institution, but how we can create opportunity for youth and use music as a vehicle and a pathway to inspire and create hope.
Awesome. Now, who makes up, who makes up the orchestra? Like, where do you find your musicians from?
That's a really great question. So a lot of our musicians are retired Army or Air Force Band folks. We have a number of educators in public and charter and private schools. And then we also have some amateurs that love music and maybe were a music major in college and have another career now, but still perform music at a high level.
Great. And how long have you personally been with them?
I've personally been playing an instrument. So I started playing piano when I was 5 years old and I've been very blessed to work with a number of orchestras and travel and play and perform and organize concerts. But what really inspired me to create DC Strings was I had a really amazing concert about 5 years ago at Carnegie Hall. And there were 400 people on stage. There was a massive orchestra, a massive choir. And it was a concert that was about music from all over the world. And it really inspired me to create something similar in DC that we can really bring people together through music, and that all of our barriers and differences really can go away in the power of music. And in that moment, I realized that I was a part of a couple other orchestras, but I realized that there was just such a need in DC, and so many kids in DC do not have the opportunity to study an instrument, whether it's at school or in their programs, or maybe they're not able to afford private lessons or the cost of an instrument. So we really work to stand in the gap for those kids to create opportunity and to be able to connect them with a teacher so they can learn an instrument.
Awesome. So are you guys, sorry to get technical, but are you guys a nonprofit or what's sort of like?
Oh, yeah. We're a nonprofit organization. We were founded about 5 years ago and kind of grown out of our orchestra into a lot of the other programs that people have seen us do over the years. So started off as a nonprofit, but even before that, we were just kind of rehearsing in church basements and in schools. And more people have come over the years, and we're really excited about where the organization is going. In terms of this concert for Black History Month, we're really excited because it's a pretty diverse program. We have classical symphonies, but we also are featuring modern composers. So there's a Black composer out of Los Angeles, Ahmed Alabaca, which has a piece, Across the Calm Waters, which is a very cerebral piece to commemorate people who have moved on, who've passed on. For so many of our kids and our families and our communities, COVID-19 has just completely ravished our lives. I mean, we see it in our programs, a number of kids that are talking about losing a loved one or a parent or a family member. And there's just a very palatable sense of the trauma we're all collectively experiencing. And this piece perfectly encapsulates that, but also that there's hope and that that we will be able to overcome this and get back to a new reality.
I hope so too. So yeah, you kind of already, you alluded to it, this particular Black History Month concert. Are there any other, you mentioned the, what, I can't remember the name you just said, but
oh,
what all different pieces?
What else is on the program? Okay, so another piece we're featuring is a piece by Florence Price, who is a Black woman composer whose work was recently rediscovered in the past couple of years. She came up in the 1930s and 40s, and for many African Americans during that time, it was very difficult, you know, having their works performed by white orchestras and white audiences, but she's heralded as driving the conversation and interwoving various melodies that now, like, everyone has come to appreciate in a completely new way. So we're really excited to feature one of her string quartets, Adoration. She's one of the first African Americans to have her works performed by an American orchestra in the 1930s by the Chicago Symphony. So one of the things that is a hallmark of what we're doing is really trying to elevate local composers and local artists that usually are forgotten or not, don't have those opportunities from the major orchestras. So we're really excited to premiere one of her works. And also we have traditional, like, classical standard fare, like Bach symphonies, which we find exciting, and Greek symphonies. But the theme of the concert really is celebrating Black History Month and also just kind of commemorating the loss. So while it's February is a month of love for a lot of people, this has been a really challenging year. And we want to recognize and honor those who've passed on.
Yeah. Explain how this Black, you sort of alluded to it, but let's unpack it a little more, like how this Black History Month is even more somber than past years, based on, you know, all the Black Lives Matter protests last summer erupting into the storming of the Capitol, which we know was a giant display of privilege. If people of color had done that, they wouldn't have made it even up to the steps without getting shot.
It's a real reckoning, I think. And we're seeing it everywhere, from corporate America to arts institutions to our country. Like, we have to decide what kind of country we're going to be. Are we a country where privilege and race is going to continue to divide us, where people are going to be ostracized and left out? Or are we going to create new pathways of opportunity? Are we going to reckon with our past by acknowledging our past? And a lot of times there's resistance to do that. And that's particularly acute in the arts sector, with a lot of these orchestra institutions, whether it's reckoning with the past of what's being programmed. There are Black composers and women conductors and musicians of color that are and deserve to be, you know, at the forefront and involved in performing in these orchestras. And all too often, even now in 2021, it's just abysmal, the number of musicians of color, women conductors, women composers, and that's no longer acceptable. It doesn't have to be that way, because there are thousands of well-qualified leading artists, musicians, composers, conductors of color. And I'm really excited that we are beginning to get support, and that this movement to rectify this painful past is beginning to get supported, because people, it's no longer acceptable, and it's just not true.
Perfect that place to
they don't
it.
Exist. Yeah.
Yeah. That's perfectly said. Before we run, just tell us how, when and where can we watch it? You know, how do we watch this? I assume it's a streaming show. So
yeah,
how do we watch it?
It's a streamed concert. So the concert's going to be 2 p.m. this Saturday, February 20th. You can watch it online. You can get a ticket on our website, dcstrings.org. You can click on calendar, and then Buy a ticket on our Eventbrite page or on Facebook, DC Strings Workshop. So the concert will be streaming at 2 p.m. We're really excited about it. We definitely need your support. We have a number of music education programs right now. We have 50 kids that are taking lessons virtually all across DC with teachers all across the world on percussion, string, or piano tracks. And that program needs your support. So we're grateful for all of our supporters and donors and friends that sustain our programs and make it all possible.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for doing this, Andrew. I appreciate it. And glad to shine a light on what's a really good undertaking that you guys have been doing over 5 years now. And especially with this Black History Month concert, it's all the more timely. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Jason, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Alrighty. Bye.